Speaking on WFIU's Ask the Mayor Wednesday, former labor leader and current Kokomo mayor Greg Goodnight said he believes each union supporting the House Democrats' month-long absence from the State House may want different concessions won on their behalf. Still, Goodnight says the bottom line for the party may be how many seats it wins in the 2012 election, the first one after the Republican-controlled General Assembly redraws the state's political maps. But Goodnight says the state's political geography may mean the current 40-member Democratic caucus is in little danger of shrinking.
If you're sitting in the minority leader's chair, you're probably looking that, well, they can't, unless they really, really gerrymander this significantly, they can't draw less than 40 seats, so what do we have to lose?
Bloomington Democrat Peggy Welch says the decisions to leave and eventually to return will not be based on how many seats her party can retain, but she says there is a certain logic to Goodnight's math.
I know it will be difficult for the Republicans who, they get to draw the maps, but it will be difficult for them to draw the maps to protect 60 seats.
Welch also says it's not just unions whom her party is trying to protect, pointing out the proposed right-to-work bill set aside by the House would have affected the salaries of non-union workers as well. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.